puck go in the net.
So you did see Glenn before he hit you?
I did, yeah.
Did you know he's in the vicinity?
I kind of saw him coming, but at that point I was committed to the shot. So,
Andrew, what does this win mean for your team as you head into the extended break and kind of continued the solid play that you guys have had the last several weeks?
Yeah, I think you look at the last seven games or so, we've played some really good hockey. Ended up on the wrong side of it in Minnesota, so we wanted to come back with a strong effort here, and we know, you know, the hole that we're in, and we need the points, and every game's huge for us, really. So nice to get that win before the break.
For you personally, it has to be a little bit emotional scoring here in a building, which you spent a lot of time, and the reaction from the fans that they gave you. You know, you're no longer wearing a Jets jersey, but they still supported you.
Yeah, it's great. For the moment I got here, the people from Winnipeg were great to me and my family, and I really enjoyed my time here. So I appreciate the applause and everything, you know, from when I was here too.
I know that there's been some frustration at the early part of the season team-wise for not, you know, picking up the wins and getting the points that you guys wanted early on, but do you feel that there's been almost an emotional switch the last couple of games as you guys now head into 2017 with a better chance?
Yeah, I think we're just a more confident group playing in those third periods. We've been a lot more aggressive with the way we've approached having the lead, and I think it's paid off.
I know the win is the emphasis, but how much does it play into wanting to play well when you come back here?
Hey, good to see you back, by the way.
Good to see you. How are you?
Good. Listen, anytime you're playing your former team, I think you want to come up with a good effort for sure. So, I mean, you get a little jump in your legs. There's some excitement to it. And so, you're happy to have scored. But, yeah, like I said, the 2 points for us in terms of where we are in the standings was a lot bigger than any of that stuff.
Win mean a lot more, being that you won 3 and then dropped that tough one to get back on the winning track before this break?
For sure. You know, I think we liked our game of mini and just kind of ended up on the wrong side of it. So you always want to come back after that and get back in the win column, especially with, you know, our bye week starting tomorrow. It was important for us. So now we got a good feeling for the next 5 days that we have off, and we'll get back at it.
A lot of change for you this year. How comfortable are you feeling right now?
Yeah, big change. You know, just in terms of moving your family to the other side of the continent and getting them all settled was probably a little of a bigger deal than I anticipated. So now I think we feel settled and comfortable with the area, and I feel more comfortable with my game and where I fit in here.
Team struggled throughout the year so far, getting better as it goes forward, something you're accustomed to. What do you see out of this group, and what do you see out of this team this year and going forward?
We got a really solid group. You know, I think we're a team that can roll 4 lines and be confident about, you know, every line that's out there, no matter who they're out against, whether it's the other team's top line or whatever. So, you know, that's the nice part about our team is we can come at you with a lot of pace because we've got a lot of guys that we can roll through you know, they always have some high-end talent and guys like Johnny. So, yeah, I mean, we're a team that I think can string a lot of wins together, and then we're going to have to get back into it.
Being a veteran, go ahead. Well, being a veteran, I want to know what this bye week is going to be like for a guy who hasn't experienced it yet.
I don't know. We're hitting the beach, so hitting the beach with 3 kids. So it'll be, I guess, I don't know how much rest I'm going to get, but it'll be nice just to get away from the game and you know, really just, you know, have that space between your head, not have to think about hockey as much.